Now listen to this. Here's some more of it. Romans chapter 8. This is from the Passion Translation. Romans chapter 8, and we'll pick up at verse 35. Listen to the wonderful thing. This is why Satan let me start over again. This is why Satan, if he had known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And he's done everything now to keep you from learning, getting the revelation. He'll get you in anything, get you occupied, caught up, bound up, to keep you away from the word of God, where you won't take time to read it, meditate on it, search it out, live it, talk about it, and pray over it, and seek it out and put it into practice. He'll do everything he can. Any way he can keep you away from this truth, to learn this, so you walk free of fear, free of the works of the devil, knowing that this wicked one cannot overcome you because you have already overcome him. Listen to Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Listen to it. Who can ever separate us from the endless love of God? Anointed one. Who can ever separate us from the endless love of God? Anointed one. Absolutely no one. For nothing in the universe, listen to this real good, nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love towards us. Trouble, pressure, and problem are unable to come between us and the heaven and heaven's love. What about persecutions, deprivation, dangers, or death threats? No, for they are all impotent to the hidden omnipotent one, omnipotent love. No, they are all impotent to the hidden omnipotent love. Even though it is written, all day long we face death threats. For your sake, God, we are considered to be nothing more than sheep to be slaughtered. Yet, even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all. We triumph over them all. You know, they call the believers crazy, and all these different names, but I really don't care what they call me. I already know who I am because God told me. And then he said, son, I will never leave you. You'll never be by yourself. I'll never let you down. I'll never forsake you. I have given you the victory. And all the works of darkness that ever come against you can never overcome you. Death threats, none of these things can move you when you know God. How do you get to know God? How do you get through his word, through prayer? God, you can't separate God from his word. God, in the beginning was the word with God, and the word was God. So all these, we triumph over them all, for God has made us to be more than conquerors. Now, it's something to be a conqueror, but when you've been made more than a conqueror,